Leslie actually made the motion. Does anyone else want to speak to it? I hear Grace wants to speak to it. Grace, please speak to it.
Okay.
Anyone else who wants to speak will be after that.
I feel that this motion allows a discussion, a rational discussion to be held here in this governance committee and by the Pacifica National Board to really look into the issues at hand so that any kind of expense and hardship a lawsuit would bring to the foundation can be ironed out amicably between the parties who have contrary views. I think we should look at the here in this committee at the substantive points of this motion and see which ones violate the bylaws, which ones don't violate the bylaws, and try and work this out as intelligent human beings who all care about Pacifica. Having this come up on the agenda of the governance committee and forwarding it, if it passes, to the national board for discussion is a form of mediation on these points that would be far more beneficial to the foundation if we could work out our differences with discussion instead of with lawsuits. There's been virtually no effort on the part of, in my opinion, the majority on the national board to communicate and justify the actions they've taken that I just delineated a few minutes ago. So that's why I feel that this is appropriate, because it is a form of an effort to mediate the situation.
Ken to the stack on favor of challenging the chair.
Does anyone want to speak in favor of the chair before I get? I'll do it at one and one.
I want to speak in favor of the chair.
I've been attempting to do that as well. Thank you.
Tony.
I don't know why you would give them first shot, but okay.
The chair, point of order. Could you please instruct the members not to make casual comments?
Yes.
You haven't been recognized.
Stay within the form of
recognized arena.
Why is this man speaking, George?
She just did it again.
He said point of order. He made
well, announcing a point of order.
The order was that he was asked.
Waiting
he was
to be recognized with a point of order gives you the floor. Don't justify his behavior.
He said, "Oh God, Serene,
he has as much
please
right
let me run this chair, this committee.
As I do, which
if you
wish,
please run the chair. In the meantime, let me run the committee."
I didn't hear you, George. I'm sorry.
I said, please let me run the committee. I do not need your advice and criticism about it. If you wish to run the committee, please run the chair.
And then speaking. Well, if it's good for him,
he did in fact say a point of order, and his point of order was.
And you did not recognize him and give him the floor, so
yes,
his speech was inappropriate. Don't justify it.
I heard.
Same rule for your friends as your foes, George. Try it.
Lay it on the table.
I have William Campisi.
Yeah, I think it's the right decision. I fully support what the gentleman Tony was saying. I don't know him. I just don't think it's right that people who are advocates of a certain position and have sued the PNB are then trying to use one of its committees to support their lawsuit. I just there's something wrong with that. And I think both Serene and Tony have spoken to that. I do wish we would not be quite so mean with each other. I think that's a bad idea. I will say this, from my perspective out here, you know, in Northern California, the Attorney General is already auditing auditing Pacifica, as we know, and many people have gone to the Attorney General with complaints about the organization. The organization is financially on its knees, you know, if the Attorney General decides that we can't manage this organization, he's going to take it away from us and give it to somebody else. And these lawsuits are just another symbol and a representation that we cannot work together to run this organization. And as I say, if the Attorney General decides that we cannot effectively run this organization, and we are not able to pay, for example, payroll taxes, et cetera, and benefits like, you know, KPFA has to come up with the money to give to Pacifica to pay these benefits and payroll taxes of other stations who can't afford to pay them, et cetera. We're all going to lose. And I'm listening to this, people kind of, you know, a bunch of hyenas fighting over a dead carcass. That's the way it looks, or almost dead carcass. So
may I get on the staff
We need to get our act together instead of what's going on.
That's exactly.
So I support the chair.
Can I suggest that we all stop speaking out?
Yeah. Okay. And just to finish up, I never suggested that if the committee wanted to vote on the motion, and the chair said that we could vote on the motion, that there shouldn't be a vote on the motion. I'm against the motion, but if the chair's overruled, then we'll take a vote on the motion because that's the way the system works. I like to follow the system in that way.
Okay. So I heard Ken for the stack speaking as opposed to the ruling of the chair.
And at some point, George, I would appreciate your recognizing me. I've been asking to speak since after Fox spoke.
You are right after Ken.
And then Tony.
Oh, good.
And then Masquila after Tony.
Okay, Ken, right?
I also heard Grace. I was going to do alternate one each way. Grace, do you still want to be on the stack?
I believe I just spoke, didn't I?
Fox spoke. Grace, Fox, come on, George.
Okay, so I hear no. So, okay, it's Ken and then Masquila. Is that right? Did I miss somebody?
After Tony.
Tony.
I'm after Tony.
And Masquila and Serene, you were on there somewhere.
I was at the top until you decided you didn't want that. But I can wait. Please.
You are after Ken, then. Is that correct?
I was before Grace, so I guess I can be after Ken or any place else you decide.
She's not
going to
be off. She didn't wish to be. She had already spoken. Ken, go ahead.
It's so nice to have this is Ken speaking against the ruling of the chair. I just want to make a comment. It's so nice to have people who are graciously moderating themselves at the whim of the chair of the meeting. Anyhow, I want to say that what was revealed here is when Mr. Norman spoke and said his job is to defend the foundation against the lawsuit. The lawsuit is a friendly lawsuit to get the board to comply with the bylaws and the California Code of Corporations. It is not seeking penalty against the foundation. The position of one of the members of this committee, I believe he's also the chair of the PNB, is that at the outset, before examination or discussion, it's going to defend against the lawsuit. When I know that the lawsuit seeks remedy, not restitution or revenue. It seeks remedy. And for the board to refuse and to stand up like a hackles on a jackal, you know, like with the hair standing up on the back of his neck and says, you're not going to sue us. We're going to sue you. We refuse to listen to anything you say. We will not take any criticism or correction. We make our decisions, and we will not be affronted because we're in the majority, and not only that, we have a supermajority because we just decide who comes from where. We don't believe in elections. So this is a lawsuit to implement the proper use of democracy in the bylaws. This is okay for us to discuss, and it's okay to present it to the board and allow the board to honestly come with a point of contrition to correct its inappropriate behavior of excluding the electorate the right to present their own representatives and excluding the membership from the right to elect members of LSBs and thereby members of directors. It's self-dealing and it's fascistic. And I'm only talking like that because this is, we can have an open discussion here. Don't take anything personally. So it's okay to go on to debate, not to stifle debate. That's what's wrong with the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Serene. Then Tony, then Muscula.
So I this new concept of a friendly lawsuit in which, while discussing it, you can call someone a fascist but not mean it personally. It's really very interesting to hear the propagandists at work.
Why not bully?
To correct.
Please, please. I know what people say gets in other people's craws, but please, let's not shout out. It just makes the whole situation worse. Go ahead, Serene.
So in the narrative of the person who showed up in New York in 2009 to try to lock us out of our own broadcast antenna room based on something that she alleges happened in Los Angeles, which is where she came from, Dan Siegel is somehow responsible and biased. A man who hasn't been on the board in, what, 3 or 4 years?
Serene, this is not speaking to the ruling of the chair.
Wait a second, George.
Sorry, it's not. It's not germane to the ruling of the chair.
George,
please speak to that.
You let plenty of people on this call
stop
tonight.
Stop Grace from speaking, just like, as I am stopping you from speaking, because it is not germane to what's on the floor, and you're occupying our time. Please speak to what's on the floor.
Well, I'm glad, you know, that you found some gumption, but don't feel that gives you the right to shout over me when you let all kinds of abuse go through tonight. It is rare. In fact, it really has nothing to do with you. I support your ruling on this matter because it is stupid to bring a board committee out to discuss an issue over which you are suing the board and the foundation. I mean, it would be foolish at best and disastrous at worst because it is all about propaganda. Very few things that have been said, you know, by the folks advocating this position tonight are factual. It is their perspective on what happened. They're complaining about elections that didn't happen in 2013 when their friends were the board majority. That is where the issue of when elections happened and what happened after that, that is where this began. And you can't begin this, you cannot now pretend that the past didn't happen and say, well, here we are right now. We don't like what you did, X, Y, Z. And there are all sorts of...
And I asked Grace to stop dredging up the past history and speak to the issue on the...
You know, it is amazing to me that I am the only person that you feel free to interrupt at whim. You really should go back and listen to this report.
Well, you are out of order. You're not speaking to the issue.
Found someone out of order in this meeting tonight, and it is me, after everything else that has been said.
Would you please speak to the issue?
You're really good, George.
Hello?
Are you finished, Serene?
I'm tired of your interrupting me, so I'll stop. It's really disgusting, your performance tonight.
Next is Tony.
Yes, I want to support the ruling of the chair. And the reason I say that is, and as sitting as chair of the Pacifica National Board, I'm not getting into the merits of each side of the argument of the lawsuit or argument of the position of the motion. Just the mere discussing this issue is inappropriate until the PNB meets in closed session with its attorney to get advice on this subject matter that we've been sued over. It's in the best interest of the foundation to do that. I'm not even getting to the merits of either side. This committee is a committee of the Pacifica National Board. Why would the committee proceed to discuss something that is, even the discussing of this issue can be sensitive from a legal perspective and maybe, not that it is, maybe in the best, not in the interest of this foundation, with the subject matter and the discussion that are being talked about. So it's in our best interest as a foundation to get advice from our counsel. Let the board go in closed session, and we get advice from our counsel how to deal with this lawsuit. That's all I'm saying. That's why it's inappropriate for a committee to begin debating and go into discussion on an issue that's already being litigated. So without getting to the merits of the lawsuit or either side, it's a subject matter that should be dealt with in closed session by the PNB with its counsel. That's why I support the ruling.
Point of order, Leslie Fox.
What's your point of order?
I agree completely with what he has said. I do believe it is the PNB's responsibility.
Point of order.
Point of order.
The thing is, it's not, this is Bill Campese, it's not a point of order. You're making
you don't have the floor either. You don't have the floor either. I do.
Okay.
Come
all right.
On,
I do.
George.
Okay, George.
That is not a point of order, Leslie.
I'm sorry. I do not understand all of Robert's rules.
I'll explain. A point of order.
But when people say untruthful things, I just react.
I got that.
Or
got
when
that.
They use words like bullying.
Please stop reacting. That's what we're getting. Reacting. So please stop.
And you just saying
please stop.
You're crazy.
Please stop. You don't have the floor. I do. Please stop.
No, but you need to call yourself to order. She just said when people say untruthful things, and you said, oh, I got that, you're sanctioning her calling someone else a liar.
No, I'm not. That's your interpretation of things. Not where she's coming from is what I meant.
And outrageous.
Please stop, Serene. You do not have the right to call out, nor does anyone else. She made a point of order, and I'm responding to her point of order, which is, and I'm going to stop.
It's clearly not a point of order, and you let her.
It isn't good for me. Because it's not a point of order, Leslie. And if I have the permission of other people on the committee who will hold themselves in check long enough to let me finish speaking, I will explain that it's what a point of order is for Leslie, who hasn't done this very much before, as a courtesy. A point of order is
something
which is happening at the moment, which, whether you agree about it or disagree about it, is against the rules of order. Is somebody speaking not to the issue? I've called people to order on that. Somebody, or the thing that Serene did, the motion before us, is out of order because we have a lawsuit pending, and this shouldn't be considered. So what's on the floor at the moment is just my ruling that... that indeed that was correct, that point of order was correct. So if you want to speak again, just ask for the stack, we'll put you on. But point of order is not a chance to interject something which you think is wrong.
Yeah, I request to be on the stack, and I apologize for I did not
okay.
be out of control here.
Muscular, you have the stack.
Yes, thank you so much. I support the ruling of the chair, and I agree with Serene, Tony, and Bill, and especially with Bill when he says how Pacifica looks with yet another lawsuit. It is definitely not a good look. Not a good look at all. And that's all I have to say right now.
Okay, so...
I hope you were able to hear me because I heard rattling or something while I was speaking.
I heard you rattling. There is rattling in the background. Would people mute if that's happening in your vicinity? Okay, does anyone else want to speak to this? I'd like to go ahead to a vote on this. The ruling was that... not that it was inappropriate to sue the foundation, not on the rights and wrongs or who represents the interests of the foundation, but just that given that a lawsuit was filed, it would be against the interests of the foundation as a legal entity to have the substance of the suit being discussed by a subcommittee of the foundation before the foundation even. That was my ruling. I'll take a vote on that. A yes vote, a yes vote supports the overruling of the chair. So if you vote yes, you're voting, put this on the agenda. If you vote no, the ruling of the chair is sustained. You're sustaining the ruling of the chair, and if there's a majority for that, then the ruling is
point of information.
Yes. What's your point of information?
Are you speaking to me?
Yeah, you said point of information, didn't you?
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't hear my name. I don't want to speak out of turn.
What's your point of information?
The question... I'm sorry?
What is your point of information, Serene?
The question, as I understand it, is usually whether you support the ruling of the chair. Mm. So a yes would be to support the ruling of the chair.
Yes.
A no would be to oppose the ruling of the chair. I think you phrased that incorrectly, but I'm not an expert. That's why I'm asking for clarification.
Well, the motion that was made was to overturn the ruling of the chair. So that was the motion on the floor. So I think the yes vote is to overturn. Yes. That was Leslie's motion. That's what we're voting on. So I think a yes vote is to overturn the ruling of the chair. Let's see. We'll start from the bottom this time. Muscular?
Yes. What are you asking me? To vote?
So a yes vote is to overturn the ruling of the chair.
I vote no.
Okay. Tony Norman?
No.
William Heerwagen?
No.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Don Cook?
Just a second. No.
William Campisi?
No.
Jim Brown, Lone Elias, Ken Aaron?
Yes.
I missed Leslie Fox, didn't I?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Okay. I get 5-5.
What, do I get to vote?
Did I skip you, Serene? Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
I support the ruling of the chair, so I guess that's a no vote in this case.
Yes. Okay. So the vote is...
Can you please read back the yeses? I think I missed one.
We have Grace Aaron, Ken Aaron, Leslie Fox, and Jan Goodman. Grace Aaron, Ken Aaron, Leslie Fox, Jan Goodman. That's four.
There's also another Ken in there, I believe. This is Bill Campisi. Ken Ahern? I don't know the last name.
He's not here. He's not on the committee. My count was wrong. It's four, and I have six opposed, which is Muscular, Serene, Tony. William, did you vote? Were you here?
I did.
Okay.
And I voted no.
Serene,
we
Tony,
have two Williams. Yep.
Two Williams. So it's the vote is 6-4. No on the challenge means point of order sustained. This motion is essentially the same as the next motion, so both of them are off the agenda for discussion. Coming up after that, motion regarding WBAI non-representation on PNB.
Point of order.
I can't hear.
Point of order.
Yeah, what's your point of order?
This is Tony. Point of order.
What's your point of order?
I would request the chair rule this issue out of order also because of a lawsuit that's filed on this issue. And the same terms apply because PNB has not had an opportunity to go in closed session and to get advice from counsel on this issue. So there's been a lawsuit in New York filed on this issue.
Is that the case, Grace? Grace, it's your motion. Is there a lawsuit which is subsequently the same as this?
Which is this about?
No, 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 no. It's one.
How would Grace know?
please
don't do that. Whoever did.
Please.
I'm saying that the foundation has been sued by members in New York on this issue, reference
well,
to city.
Well, Tony, as chair of the foundation, I take it that you know quite well that that's the case, and I agree that by the same reasoning, I think this should not be considered.
I'm just looking at where are we on the agenda, that's all.
We're
approving the agenda.
After the motion on the fee when Gaza.
And
I'm sorry, I missed a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I think
we're on report on medical liability issues. Me.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Good. So let me bring people up to speed on this, and I don't know we can do much tonight, but at least we'll know what the issue is. A while back, the question arose as to the liability of the network and for medical claims made on the air, either by the host or by a guest. Turns out it doesn't make any difference. That if someone says, for instance, that vaccinations do harm to your children, or says the opposite for that matter, vaccinations do no harm to your children, and someone hearing that takes the advice seriously, goes and vaccinates their children or doesn't vaccinate their children on the basis of that, can they then turn around and sue the station for the damages that they've suffered? So we submitted that to our CPB lawyer, whose name is Kriegler. I don't remember his first name, but he's been our lawyer for years and years and years.
John.
And basically he said, yes, well, actually, you can be liable, and it has happened, and you should probably do something to protect yourself for it. But I'm not really a lawyer in this kind of business. You should see someone who works with the FDA or someone who works with one other agency. Anyway, that's where it was left. Two people who were no longer on the board volunteered to go and check with those with lawyers of that sort, haven't got back to us. And I have no idea what the legal situation that we might, what legal advice we might get would be. So what I propose to do, I will send you all the correspondence, those of you who are who weren't on the board at that time, both the letter that we sent to the lawyer and the letter he sent back. And I would like to put this on the agenda for next time. And I would request, if possible, that one of the lawyers who is on the committee right now, which I gather is just William or Tony, is that correct?
Well,
anybody else a lawyer?
Isn't Jan Goodman a lawyer?
Oh, Jan Goodman's also a lawyer. Sorry, excuse me. We have three different lawyers here. And this is, would one of you be willing to take on, or more than one of you be willing to take on, finding out what can be found from, I'll give you the names of the two agencies. One's the FDA, and I've forgotten exactly what the other one is, but it's concerned with health. And get back to us by the next meeting. Is anybody willing to take that on?
Well, I can't right now, George. This bill can't be seen. I'm overwhelmed with work in my office right at the moment. Later in the year, I can do such things, but not right now.
Yes, I would love to, but I can't either. I'm not only overwhelmed with work, but I'm overwhelmed with P&B issues.
Jan, would you be willing to do it? Jan, are you still here? I guess not. All right. Well, I'll send it all out to you all. I'll contact
Ken Aaron. Information.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
After experience at my age of listening to the radio and watching TV for a long time, there's usually a disclaimer put out by the producer or the entity broadcasting the material.
Yes.
Saying, disclaiming any support. We neither endorse nor deny the gains or claims made about this product. It's always done in front of an infomercial. And, that's obviously an immediate legal remedy that should be done, and that could be just pulled as a boilerplate off the Internet, instructing the program directors at the station to air it in front of all fund drives and any programs that advocate any cures or medicine or medical benefits, et cetera. Just have a disclaimer. It should also be done on political advocacy programs, too. But, I mean, that's just boilerplate.
We're apparently better off on political things, but you remind me that, in fact, we did also have a tentative suggestion for a disclaimer. One of the questions we wanted to ask the lawyers was, is this good enough?
Okay.
What I'll do is I'll send all of that to you all. And I will also contact the two people who volunteered from the last governance committee and see if they're willing to go forward with it. We just need the opinion. We don't need them really to be here. Or they can be here as a guest, whatever. And we'll see if we can address it at the next meeting if possible. Is there any objection to that procedure? Or any other suggestions as to what else to do? Okay, hearing nothing, I'll do that. The next item is the report on the LSB evaluations process work group. Serene, that was you were facilitating that.
There were a bunch of people, maybe four people with me or four others, I don't remember. But anyway, no one ever responded to any of the drafts that were sent out. A number of those people are not on the, in fact, I don't think anybody is still on this committee this year. So if there's someone who wants to engage in that to prepare it for next year's LSB, it's a self-evaluation by the LSB. We know LSBs are very good at evaluating everyone else. We thought it would be a good idea to examine our functioning, if you can call what happens at in some areas functioning, to see how well we are doing what it is we're supposed to be doing and what changes we might, after examination of that data, want to recommend in terms of either a bylaw structure or policy structure, et cetera. So I'll send it out to the full group, you know, what I did put together, and folks can see if they're interested in picking that up. But it is not a project I intend to work on as a solo basis. I don't have that kind of time.
Okay, so are you asking if people are interested to get in touch with you? And if not, it's a dead issue. Is that right?
I will send out what I sent to the previous group, to the full committee. And if folks are interested, we'll see. And if they're not, we won't.
Okay. Any objection to that process? Hearing none. The next is the motion regarding WBAI non-representation on the PNB. Tony assures me that there's a lawsuit which is substantively the same thing, already been filed. Assuming that's the case, I have no reason to assume otherwise. I'm going to rule that this is out of order as well for the same reasons.
Okay, point of information, if I could ask a question of the chair.
Sure.
So the issue then, it seems like the ruling you're making is Governance Committee nor the PNB will ever entertain any discussion about pending lawsuits that are in process.
No, I'm just making a ruling for the Governance Committee, that's all.
The Governance Committee will not entertain consideration of any item that isn't involved in a pending lawsuit.
Yeah, I think that's basically correct, yeah.
Sorry, this is Serene. That's not what I understood to be the issue here.
Point of information, excuse me, point of order. Ken Aaron, point of order.
What's your point of order, Ken?
One of the members just spoke out of turn without being recognized and without even making a point of order or anything.
That's correct.
George, I'd like to address the issue that you just responded to.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there are particular lawsuits brought against the foundation that, based on our votes at this meeting, the committee has decided not to undertake. That does not, to me, translate from anybody's argument that I've heard earlier this evening that there is now a rule that nothing that is the subject of litigation can ever be discussed by the Governance Committee. And
I would ask that if you are going to agree with his characterization, that you do so in your individual role and not as chair of, in your, you know, as an individual, not as chair of the committee, because that's not what I heard the committee do tonight.
Okay, so the point of order that I sustained was sustained on the basis of exactly that, that this was a lawsuit which was being brought against the foundation, that this was a committee of the foundation, and that as such, I ruled it out of order to have it on the agenda. I will, on the basis of that principle, any other lawsuit that comes before us, any other motion that comes before us, which is substantively the same as a lawsuit which is has already been filed, I'll rule the same way. The committee can overrule me if they wish, but that's how I will rule.
Okay. May I respond?
Sure.
Okay. I don't think that there's an absolute rule, and I did not hear the member say that it was a lawsuit brought against the foundation. I heard him say that involves a lawsuit. Now, maybe you know what he's thinking, and that's why you responded the way you did, but that's not the question I heard.
And yes, okay. The lawsuit is brought against some other organization, not the Pacifica Foundation. I would not rule that way.
But he didn't say a lawsuit against the foundation. He said any lawsuit. So I just think we should be more careful when people use language.
Ken, what was your intention?
Point of information. I'm saying a lawsuit involving Pacifica, where if somebody is suing Pacifica, or Pacifica is suing somebody, in either case, where litigants or plaintiffs or defendants, or somebody on the board is being sued for an action of their own, but the Pacifica has to defend them because it occurred during their work hours, any kind of litigation involving Pacifica that's in process will not be discussed in the governance committee.
Well, I'm going to respond to Kim.
Oh, go ahead, and then I have a point of information. I didn't say shut up.
That's my question.
A lawsuit that Pacifica brings against some other body, of course, Pacifica can discuss it. I suppose. We've never had yes, we do. I suppose we could also discuss it in executive session if the board wanted the opinion of the governance committee on the issue. As far as other things, as far as lawsuits brought against the Pacifica Foundation, I think that falls within the scope of what the ruling was on this one. It was the only reason I made the ruling that way. And so I would probably rule the same way on subsequent ones. I hope that's meets everyone's satisfaction and for clarity. Everyone's need for clarity.
Serene, please.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so my question is, aside from not understanding the purpose of that question, I don't understand why someone who is the... I don't understand why you as pro tem chair think that you can make a decision for what will and will not happen within the governance committee. So I think that's a bit inappropriate, which is why I ask that you express your individual opinion and not do it for the governance committee. The governance committee will make those decisions on a case-by-case basis for the committee, whether or not I'm on it. I mean, that's how democracy works, they tell me. I don't understand the purpose of that question, but I don't know why you're jumping so willingly into what is like a totally unproductive discussion. That said, I move to adjourn.
I second.
We're at time. We're past.
We are at time. There's no need to move. There's no need to move to adjourn. We are at time. Unless there's a motion to extend time, we're going to be we're out of time. Is there any motion to extend time? Hearing none. Good night, all.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.